The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Wherever you are in your town's main street, you can jump in at 770-5633, 770-KMED. By the way, my email is bill@billmyershow.com. And it is a Conspiracy Theory Thursday. You got a good one? This is the time to get it in. I wanted to go back on a story that I had mentioned when I first opened up the show. And what do you think is the real agenda? I'll tell you what I think the real agenda is. Because the story is being reported breathlessly this morning that Generation X mostly is dealing with mental and psychiatric disorders because of lead in the gasoline when they were growing up. And there was a lot of it in the air. And this is in the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry. They're calculating that millions of Americans dealing with mental disorders because of childhood lead exposure. Now, I started like laughing and kind of yelling at the radio when I heard Gordon Deal talking about the story. So I had to come in and look this up. And I know, and maybe you don't know, but lead in the gasoline, which was actually tetraethyl lead, was invented in the 1920s. It has been put in gasoline from the 1920s all the way up until, I guess, it was finally banned around the world in 2021. So you were able to get leaded gasoline in different arenas even here, but it was in smaller amounts, you know, maybe boating, aviation, things like that, but it wasn't nearly like it was when I was growing up. And I'm a late boomer. I'm right next to the Gen Xers. I don't feel mentally ill, even though I grew up within the same amount of period of time that they were growing up there. But do you buy that theory that Gen X is having an IQ problem and mental health and depression problems because of the lead in the gasoline? And the reason I question this, and it looks to me like this is going to be a future lawsuit, that what's really going to drive the science, in my opinion, will be a lawsuit against Big Oil. Because the whole idea is that, well, Big Oil put this in this. And they know Big Oil was doing this from the 1920s up until it was banned. But everybody was using it. You had to have it. You had to have tetraethyl lead as it raised the octane. Now we end up using ethanol to end up doing the same thing. But that's what happened. Tetraethyl lead was cheap, wasn't a good thing, and so now it's fine. But now they single out Generation X. And I haven't noticed anything particularly special about Generation X as far as having more mental illness or depression. Have you? I've noticed that if there was one thing that I would characterize about Generation X in most of my experience, now I'm a late boomer, like I mentioned. I was born in 1961, one of the last of the boomers. I know I'm the one, you know, I'm part of the generation that's destroying the world and was racist and patriarchal and hated everything, you know, hated everything and I hated everybody and caused all the problems in the world. I understand that. I'm going to fall on my sword because of this. And on top of that, I'm a white male, which makes me double dog bad, okay? But we were all living through the same air. In Southern California in the mid-1970s, yep, I remember the smog. I was breathing that as a 12-year-old. Was it that much worse than 10 years prior? I don't think so. Maybe they're looking at it as just there were more cars on the road. Maybe that's the way they're looking at it, but I don't know. I'm just smelling a rat that they're trying to, first off, get Gen X to think of themselves as victims. And I don't think that Gen X is victims are victims at all. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of a fan of Generation X out of all of the later generations post-boomer, because they were kind of like, I kind of look at Generation X as, how can I put it? Has anybody ever seen that video, Honey Badger? The Honey Badger? Honey Badger don't give an S. Honey Badger don't care. You know, I like that. I kind of admire that aspect of them. And in my opinion, Generation X has actually become pretty good parents in many cases. A lot of them have been raising going into the homeschooling movement, and they have been less faithful to institutions because they've noticed that the institutions are just been screwing them over for a long, long time. So now they're trying to say, though, that Generation X, due to high lead in the gasoline at that point. And I'm not buying it. I think this is all about Dewey, Cheatham, and Howell getting people to do some kind of class action lawsuit. What do you think? That's what's on my mind this morning, and it irritates me how it just gets reported on critically. Let me go to line one. Hi, good morning. This is Bill. It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. I've given my conspiracy theory. Do you have one? What do you want to comment on?
Hey, Bill. Brad here. Yeah, you're talking about getting the lead out. Good topic.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
So, Bill, you're talking to a guy who lived through all the stuff that's supposed to kill you. I mean, you know, I go back to, remember that really deep, rich red color that gasoline used to be when we were kids, and how good it smelled when you were filling the car up, that deep red color, and it just...
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. I do remember it well.
It was great stuff. And then when I was helping Dad do the brakes on the cars, we washed the brakes out with these really good chemicals that wound up being not very good to you. Killed our weeds with DDT. And I used to build sound when I was a teenager. I was building sound enclosures for mills using an asbestos product. And I'd take these big bags, these big 50-pound bags of asbestos, and mix them up into a
curry. Wait a minute. You said asbestos.
I did.
We got to give you the. But it's true. I mean, I was talking about running down the hallway of Berlin Milan Middle School, Brad, in which they had asbestos-wrapped pipes above the government children, the government school children. We were inside there, and we were poking our pens into the asbestos. And, you know, in retrospect, we know it was bad. I had asbestos-wrapped pipes in my Victorian home in Ohio when I was growing up there in the basement. Same sort of thing. Oh, it's torn. All right, I'm going to play around with it. Somehow we managed, but...
You'd have a hard time finding somebody who's been exposed to more so-called dangerous lethal chemicals than me, and you'd be hard pressed to find somebody healthier than I am at my age. So again, you know, that's just me. That's my story. But anything and everything that's supposed to be so toxic, horrible, you know, kill you on contact, I was exposed to all of it when I was a young guy and for years.
So you're not buying the lead causing depression thing.
I'm really not, but I'm also going to say that 100% of scientists tend to agree with the people that are funding their studies.
That's a good point. I love that, Brad. That's a great way to wrap that. 770-5633. And like I said, I'm not trying to make fun or make light of mental illness, but you know, I think there were other things in play with kids growing up in the 1970s. They were kind of soft-pedaled, in my view. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hey, Bill. It's Wild Salmon.
Wild Salmon. What's on your mind?
Well, I worked for – well, I was drafted in the Army, and I worked for a psychiatrist when I was in there during the Vietnam War. And we were dealing with people who were just having all kinds of problems in the military. And one of the categories which he described was something called situational stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that was people who got drafted and had no coping skills. They either were too young or whatever the reason was. But we as human beings tend to work towards something. That's kind of what we've always done. I mean, you know, out of Africa, we covered the planet. We've always had aspirations for something better. Well, Gen Xers have been forced into a situation where they have very little opportunity, legal and moral opportunity out there. And so all of the things that are going on in the world create this situational stress disorder where people do crazy things.
And I would tend to agree with you on that. I look at the culture of a Gen Xer having grown up. Now, I was the generation just behind that, but I was kind of I was part of the beginning of that kind of culture in which family destruction, job destruction, globalism. I mean, it was all kind of part of that. And I also have to say probably one of the biggest problems that I saw back from the mid to late 70s and into the early 80s and beyond was family destruction, in which we have decided that the highest form of order for a mother is to go to work as a corporate cog. which is what was encouraged by left-wing feminism back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely, that's true.
And don't tell me, though, it hasn't had an effect on our, on families. And now it's like, well, men aren't necessary. And then and it's kind of continued. It's continued into what are we into, second, third, fourth, fifth wave feminism? I don't know.
Yeah, now we can't even determine what sex we are, and they want to have operations to try to change it, which doesn't work. I mean, there's so many things that make no sense. And one of the largest, happiest things you can do is to be part of a family.
Agreed. Leave it at that. And I think that's where we really got lost, okay? Thank you, Steve. Day 30, if you are on hold, I guarantee I will get to your call because it is Conspiracy Theory Thursday, and I never turn down a Conspiracy Theory Thursday call if you're there, as long as there's time. 770-5633.
Matt here with an urgent message from the Josephine County Republican Party. Similar to what President Trump experienced, politically motivated citizens are using lawfare and misinformation in an attempt to recall Commissioner John West, one of our most fiscally conservative commissioners of all time. Win or lose, this misguided recall will waste $60,000 of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars. When you receive your recall ballot, vote no on this political attack and drop it at the county courthouse, the Republican Party headquarters, or as a last resort in the mail. Your action is urgently needed. If those opposed do not submit ballots, one of our most effective commissioners will be recalled. Stop the John West derangement syndrome. The Josephine County Republican Party urges you to counter this injustice by voting no and turning in your ballot by December 17th. Thank you. Paid for by Josephine County Republican Central Committee, PAC 319.
There's been a crew of roofers out there for nearly three decades.
28 years to be exact, son.
Their mission? To terminate old roofs and replace them with bold, enduring new ones.
Terminate with extreme prejudice.
Their purpose? To prevent structural chaos and decimation.
I don't care if we're running out of roofing nails. Find some!
Their experience follows them everywhere. A constant. Like a shadow.
We're going to need continuous flashing on that ridge. That's not negotiable.
This season, Mother Nature is upping the ante, and Fontana Roofing will see that and go all in.
Hold the line. Hold the line. Wait for it. Wait. Ladders up. Go, go, go.
The Fontana Roofing team stands between you and the gathering storm.
Ooh-wee. I love the smell of bent metal in the morning.
Your personal journey of epic building security starts at FontanaRoofingServices.com. The Outdoor Report is every Friday morning just past 7 a.m. on The Bill Meyer Show. The Outdoor Report on KMED and The Jukebox 99.3 covers recreational opportunities and is powered by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure, off Vilas Road on Airway Drive.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED. And you're waking up with the Bill Meyer Show.
I was reading at Kobe, KOBI5, Rogue Valley Times has laid off more people. Five more people 3 weeks before Christmas. They did a bunch of layoffs earlier this year. And, boy, I hope they're not circling the drain. Because I'll tell you, we're getting to the point where, would the Daily Courier be the only one left here in Southern Oregon if they end up going under? I don't know. I do know that there was a problem at Rogue Valley Times. Because I was on a monthly subscription, and then all of a sudden I got charged like the full year at a renewal. And then I had to go back to it and say, no, 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 no. Now, I'm hoping that it wasn't one of those things where they're saying, well, let's make sure and switch people from monthly to yearly so we can try to save ourselves. And then if we go banco, we don't have to pay Meyer back on his subscription. I don't know. Let me go to the Honey Badger. Hello, Honey Badger. Good to have you on. What are you thinking this morning? Let's hear you.
Oh, well, you know what? I think there's peace through food.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be lovely if you guys put your lovely wife on Friday and call it Foodie Friday.
Uh-huh.
Because food cures everything. It takes away alcoholism. It takes away... If people could just join together and just eat and share food together, then we can get a sense of security. That, hey, he's my friend. He's sharing with me. Okay.
You know, Honey Badger, I think that's a very interesting thing. My wife, Linda, lives to cook. She's never happier than when she's sharing God's bounty with people like that.
I would absolutely love to have her on for 10 minutes. On your show on Friday, call it Foodie Friday, if you would, please.
All right. I will take that under consideration and see if I can get her up to do that. Okay? That sounds like great fun. That'd be great fun. It really would be. Let me go to Dan the Turtle Lovers. Now, Dan the Turtle Lovers, you love the band the Turtles, and I admire you greatly for that because you have good taste. So what's on your mind, Dan? Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking about the 1994 election when the Republicans took the Congress back first time in 52 or 54 years, I think it was. And then it just started decaying after that. The moderates came in there and kind of destroyed the movement. And I'm just hoping that won't happen now. I know we got a better president in here this time, but I'm just worried that these moderates are going to really dilute a lot of what good things have been happening.
Yeah, kind of the Empire Strikes Back, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
I think that's a reasonable situation. Arguably, it is Trump's party right now, but there are a lot of people who aren't happy with it being Trump's party. And so, yeah, I would look for the subversive activity, and I can't disagree with a word you said there. Thank you for the call. Let me go to Chris. Chris in Medford. We got Francine. I can't wait to talk with her, too. But do I have the right line here? Okay, now I got it. Chris is in Medford. Chris, you are a Gen Xer, and the story... Oh, I guess we lost Chris. I guess I'll go to you, Francine. Go ahead. How you doing? Why is my phone not working? Let me try it again. Francine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got you. All right, I think I lost Chris from Medford. I was trying to get her back on. All right, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, your phones are getting away from you today.
I know. What's busy? It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. And, you know, anytime somebody wants to call and comment on whether or not they're mentally ill because of unleaded gasoline, hey, I'm good, you know, or leaded gas.
Okay. Well, here, before I go off into it, I'm going to just make a brief statement saying chemicals, be it gasoline, lead, whatever, those things are more apt to cause physical issues than mental, although mental can come with it, but they're going to mess up your body. They're going to hurt your organs and things like that. What's causing depression is just looking around at the world today. I mean, what a mess.
I would agree that there's probably more to do with culture that's weighing in with a lot of it and the way children were raised, or shall we say, not necessarily raised, but watched. All right. And I would say some future generations were more watched than raised. And it shows in many ways.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, I've got 11 years on you with the boomer thing. OK, mm-hmm. I was born in 1950, so I'm right there in the middle of it. And I've grown up to be an extremely happy human being. You know, and I grew up in the San Fernando Valley for probably about 10 or 11 years.
You're an original Valley girl.
Oh, yeah, back when Valley Girls were cool, by the way. There was none of that gag me with a spoon garbage, okay? Oh. And
by the way, did they always up-talk in the San Fernando Valley, I'm here, my name is Francine, and I'm here to ask a question, and...
Don't even.
Okay, all right.
No, never. Okay, so, I mean, I remember walking to a friend's house, you know, it's like the next two stoplights down, and having to turn around and come home because the smog burned my eyes so bad. And yet I didn't go blind and I didn't want to kill myself. You know, I mean, it's just, but
yeah. And that's why I'm thinking this study that the psychiatry group is trying to push. I'm thinking there's another agenda in play here because everybody was growing up with the same exposure, a lot of exposure to unleaded fuel or to leaded fuel exhaust. And it wasn't good, but everybody got it, okay, for the most part.
I'll tell you, the guest you had on earlier was spot on. He was great. They're talking about the pollutants in the air we breathe from in our homes, from the toxicity and the countertops and the chemicals we use and the stuff. And, you know, and the thing about the peanut allergy. It had, you know, you give them good organic peanut butter and boom, they're just fine.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, I don't make enough money to have food problems. So I don't make enough money to do that.
I'll tell you, Bill, you make more money than I do.
Well, no, I don't make enough money to have food sensitivities. I know it's a very fashionable thing to do these days. You know, you walk in there and I don't know how people would deal with some of these dinner parties, things like, okay, you know, soy free for me. Okay, fine. All right. I don't want any
GMO soy.
Yeah. GMO soy. What else do we have? Peanuts. I mean, whatever. We go to line four. Hi, KMED. Who's this?
This is Chris in Medford.
Chris, I'm glad we got you back. I missed out on you, but you are a member of Gen X. Are you mentally ill from leaded gasoline?
No.
You're not. Okay.
I am not. The reason why this study came out is because what they're not acknowledging is that's when Prozac came out. That's when Wellbutrin came out. That's when, if you were sad for any reason, the doctor gave you a pill.
Hmm.
And back then, we trusted our doctors. We, you know, well, it was your doctor. And you did what they said that you were supposed to do. But no, for heaven's sake. I remember, you know, the cut garden hose and siphoning gas from one car to another.
Yeah. And by the way, the drinking from a garden hose, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Drinking from a garden hose.
Yeah. And by the way, I guess that we were exposed to essence of warm plastic, right?
Yeah. But also in the 1990s, it was absolutely just give you a pill.
There's a good point to be made there. Yeah. That it was the beginning of the medicalization of everything, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So maybe that. Now, to be fair, though, this study also was talking about IQ problems. All right. IQ problems that they're thinking they're tying to lead exposure. So actual intelligence issues or brain defects. But boy, there's a lot that could be going on there, including the industrialized food supply that we know more about now than we did.
Well, I'm learning more about that now because I wasn't raised with that because we were not rich enough to have foods that were, you know, all natural all the time. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, what was available. But even the ethanol. Okay, so ethanol is supposed to be better because it's made from corn, right?
Right.
And corn is bad for you, right?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Yes, at least GMO corn.
Yeah, okay. No, that's what I'm saying. It does have to do with who's funding the studies.
I appreciate your call, and thank you for checking back, Gen Xer. It's 842. If you are on hold, I guarantee I will get to you. This is the Bill Myers Show. Another number that I want you to get in touch with, though, if you're looking to protect a little bit of your wealth, talk to Jay Austin & Company, Gold and Silver Buyers in Ashland, 482-3715. That's the number. But you don't need an appointment unless you want to go to the Grants Pass store. I think that's by appointment. That's why I give you the number. But, you know, no matter what is happening with where the dollar is going, where the investments are going, there is always the possibility that things could spin out of control in spite of President Trump's best efforts. There's a lot of irons in the fire financially right now. Gold is one of those things which is kind of boring. It's not sitting there making you excited all the time. It just sits there and holds value. Talk to Jay Austin & Company, Gold and Silver Buyers, and maybe have a portion of your wealth put in that as a just in case. And hopefully things never spin so out of control that you have to be concerned about it, but then you could then sell it later. Okay, still likely for more in dollars than you paid for it. Jay Austin, great people. I've been dealing with them for many, many years. One of my oldest sponsors, and you should trust him too. 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass, and it is fortunereserve.com. Jay Austin. If you're turning 65 soon and need to learn about Medicare and your options for supplemental coverage, Lynn at Sky Park Insurance can help. Just ask Karen.
Hi. I spent 45 plus years in the health industry, so I wanted someone with expert knowledge. Lynn either knew the answer or got right back to me with details. She went the extra mile. Thanks, Lynn.
Sky Park makes Medicare enrollment easy. Enroll or review your plan with Lynn Barton at Sky Park Insurance. Call 541-499-0958.
Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage. I just want to say a huge thank you to our friends and neighbors who voted to make us 2024 Gold Medal winners for Best of Southern Oregon. Without loyal customers like you who recognize our commitment to the highest standard of service, we're just another place to get an oil change. So thank you for your continued support. And thanks again for choosing American Rancher Garage. Call 541-499-6673 to schedule an appointment with us today. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Every carpenter wants to teach his son how to do carpentry, but daughters can build things too. So when it comes to carpentry, tools, lumber, and building materials, remember that making the right choice is very important. And the right choice for lumber and other building materials is Hughes Lumber. At Hughes Lumber, they offer the best lumber at the best prices to all builders. Hughes Lumber, serving everyone on Crater Lake Highway.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
If you've been injured in an accident, you've got Reed Law Firm on your side. I'm Shane Reed. Call us for a free, no-obligation consultation to discuss your case. We've been helping injured clients get the care and resources they need to get their lives back on track for 27 years. Don't be a victim twice. Put our experience on your side. Find us at reedlawfirm.com, reedlawfirm.com, or call us and let's talk, 772-3266.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Got something on your mind? Give Bill a shout at 541-770-5633. 770-KMED.
We have John, we have David, we got Wayne and Lucretia all standing in here. John from Grants Pass will take you first on Generation X. We were talking about how the mental health people are saying that they're more mentally ill and IQ deprived because of lead in the gasoline. I think there's a little more to it, but what are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? They also say Gen X is one of the first and most heavily aborted generations, so maybe that's got something to do with it, but maybe this is the way to kind of like prove or look to Gen X and say, hey, you guys are the one that voted the crazy president in, and so they're trying to connect us with a bunch of like deranged, depressed, mentally ill people that voted the president to maybe nullify the election. I don't know.
You could see this. I'm thinking what they're going to do is try to push this into even more of an anti-car, anti-fuel sort of thing and have the trial lawyers go after Big Oil for having destroyed a generation, the hopes and dreams of a generation. But we'll see about that, John. Appreciate the call. Let me go to David in Medford. Hello, David. What's on your mind?
How are you doing today, Bill?
Doing fine. What are you thinking?
Well, I've been in the carpet industry as far as cleaning carpets since the 80s, and mm-hmm. I want to tell you one of the worst things you can have in your home is carpet, even though I make a living off cleaning the carpet. It's just, it gathers so much stuff, you'll never get your carpet 100% clean, and if you have these fly-by-nights that go in and steam it and put a lot of water in it, of course, what's going to happen with that carpet? It starts to dry, it's going to build up the mold and the different things that you're going to be breathing in your home.
And you were cleaning carpet for all these years, you were saying? Right.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep, I've been cleaning carpet since that time. And then I've also been in the oxygen business where I set up oxygen for people in their homes. And I can tell you, you have a cat 10 feet away from your home if you've never cleaned your litter box or you own more than one cat. And that's one of the worst things you can breathe in your home, too, is having that cat urine that you smell on a constant basis. So if you have a pet, you're going to have to clean your carpet regularly as far as vacuuming with a good vacuum that's going to have a good filter that's going to filter out the particles that are going to get in the air. And then also you're going to have to keep your house clean with your pets because that's just a breathing problem all around.
Well, I know that I am a slave to cleaning the litter box because we have two cats. Have it out.
Sure.
The box over in the laundry room era. But besides that and also the dust, even the low dust stuff is still going to have some dust. There's no way to get around that, is there?
There is no way to get around that at all. But it's really nice when you go in and you have new carpet. You smell that new carpet smell. Well, what are you breathing?
Formaldehyde?
You're breathing the carpet when they're bringing in. You know? And then the best thing you can do is if you can just take your shoes off, you can walk with your socks, you don't clean your carpet, you vacuum it, you don't put any moisture whatsoever in it. If you get a spot, you get you know, something that the water is really great to clean up little spots. You know, if you have a big spill, of course, you're going to have some way of getting it out of there. And you just look for the best reputable and you ask for, you know, ask around who's the best, who's done a good job for you. And you try to keep as low moisture in your carpet as all if you ever get it clean.
All right. Point well taken. David, thank you for the tip. Let me go to Wayne. Wayne, you're saying that we got it wrong, or a lot of the pundits got it wrong on the pardon. Go ahead. What's your take?
Well, it's pretty obvious to me Uncle Joe didn't pardon Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Budden was responsible for that pardon. Can you imagine the pillow talk that went on upstairs up at the White House? Joey, Joey, you can't let our last surviving son go to jail. No telling what might happen to him in jail. Joey, Joey.
So, Joe, to be criticizing Jill Joe, so what?
Responsible for that pardon.
All right. Well, you could be right about that, Wayne. I appreciate the call. Thanks for making that. 770-5633-770-KMED. Lucretia, you wanted to talk about the kids and depression. We were talking about that with Gen X and lead in gasoline back in the day. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bill. It's not just that there is still lead, you know, in the small aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
They're still using lead. They're putting it in new peel. In 2 milligrams per kilogram.
Okay, one more time. They're putting lead in what?
In New Peel, this new thing, just like Paris Green, it was arsenic lead that poisoned all the people and gave the polio.
Okay, I don't know. What is New Peel? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ted Lynn and I talked about it about 6-8 months ago.
No, what is it? Please be slow. I want to understand. What is it? What does it look like? How's it spelled?
It's put onto, it's a peel, not new. It's a peel.
Okay.
To make them last longer, but it's full of just the worst type of omega-6s, really toxic stuff.
Yeah, now that is the stuff that is like, it's kind of like the oil they put on the fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, your apple will stay fresh for a year, but so you've got some lead there, and you've got some lead in the carbon black that LBJ talked about. They spray and the black lines in the sky that you see that look like shadows. But anyway, the biggest thing I think is the lack of saturated fat and enough protein. Kids are eating all this cereal and these carbs and you know pasta, and they're feeding just junk crap at school. While the soy, you know, that's their protein, but it's especially the fat that's critical for the brain. It's 70-80% fat.
Now, listen here. Lucretia, I want you to write this down on the calendar. I agree with you on a lot of what you just said there. Okay?
Hey.
All right. Now, see, it can happen. All right? It can happen. I would dare say one could make a case that someone, let's say someone going out there and doing their nice little healthy breakfast according to the big food people of today, which would be like what, some granola bars, and then you put some yogurt with it, and then you have a glass of orange juice with it, fructose, and then you could make a case that having the Egg McMuffin, even though people criticize McDonald's all the time, the Egg McMuffin is probably a more healthy breakfast. But it comes right down to it, honestly.
But the other thing, Bill, is iodine. Iodine. Dr. Brownstein recommends now 25 milligrams for the average adult. But even kids, they need it. They have to have it. It's needed by every cell in the body. Iodine really is like a wake-up. You take it, it's like better than a shot of coffee.
All right. Appreciate the call. People can look that up. Thank you, Lucretia. It is 8:53. If you're on hold, I will get to your calls as we wrap up Conspiracy Theory Thursday. You're on the Bill Meyer Show.
Getting ready to move? Crosstown Movers agent for Beacons Van Lines is Southern Oregon's trusted name for moving and storage, with professional, friendly service and affordable rates for moving locally, statewide, or across the country. Crosstown Movers is your local Penske truck rental dealer with a huge selection of boxes and supplies. Crosstown Movers also has 20-foot outdoor mini storage units available for rent at 411 First Street in Medford. So when you're moving or just storing, save time and stress and check out crosstownmover.net for all of your moving and storage needs.
Tis the season for giving and getting. Now through the 15th, stop by any Gerson's location and make a $50 tax-deductible donation to Access. That's the giving part. Now for the getting. In return for your generous donation, you'll get 10% off just about any item in any Garrison store. While you provide food, shelter, heat, and more for local families in need, we'll provide your home with a great new look. Through December 15th at Garrison's Home, Express, Outlet, and Sleep. Garrison's.com.
The 33rd Annual Safeway Providence Festival of Trees is back, thanks to the generous support of our sponsors. Immerse yourself in the magic of the season as you walk through a holiday wonderland. Tour breathtaking trees that awe and inspire. Enjoy holiday performances from local groups. Take a free photo with Santa and stop by Teddy Bear Hospital. Safeway Providence Festival of Trees, benefiting the Providence Community Health Foundation, Saturday, December 7th and Sunday, December 8th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days at the Medford Armory.
Matt here with an urgent message from the Josephine County Republican Party. Similar to what President Trump experienced, politically motivated citizens are using lawfare and misinformation in an attempt to recall Commissioner John West, one of our most fiscally conservative commissioners of all time. Win or lose, this misguided recall will waste 60,000 of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars. When you receive your recall ballot, vote no on this political attack and drop it at the county courthouse, the Republican Party headquarters, or as a last resort in the mail. Your action is urgently needed. If those opposed do not submit ballots, one of our most effective commissioners will be recalled. Stop the John West derangement syndrome. The Josephine County Republican Party urges you to counter this injustice by voting no and turning in your ballot by December 17th. Thank you. Paid for by Josephine County Republican Central Committee, PAC 319.
Hi, I'm Charlene, owner of American Industrial Door, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Hey, quick email of the day, and we'll get right back to the calls on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Email of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry. Get your crowns while you wait there. You got an in-house lab. Freeman Way, right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant. And SKC writes in a pithy letter that just rang my bell. He says, hey, Bill, could be a she for all I know. I don't know. As the last generation to know the pre-computer world, freedom, and how things were before the surveillance safety state took over, Generation X, we must be discredited. Interesting take on that, SKC. Really appreciate it. Let me go to Ann. Hello, Ann. Good to have you on. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
I have a great suggestion. There's too much la-la in this world. Everybody's got a problem. They have a mental issue. You know what? Get those harpies on The View and employ them at a dairy and let them shovel for 6 months. I bet their opinion would change.
You know something? Now, you're the horse lady, right? This is Ann.
That's right.
I thought I recognized you.
I've been shoveling all my life.
See, that sounds like a horse lady solution to the mental health crisis in America. So for that, a real American salute for you, horse lady. Okay?
Thank you, my dear.
Yes. Shovel the what's left of the horse after they take the plants and convert it into energy. All right, let me go to, we got, Carol Ann. We go from Ann to Carol Ann out in the Applegate. How are you doing this morning, Carol Ann?
I'm great, and kudos to Ann. What a wonderful solution.
I love, wouldn't it be great to see Joyless Reed or any of these other people actually shoveling it?
What they're putting out.
That'd be funny. That'd be funny.
So I just wanted to say a couple of things. I had talked to you a few weeks ago about my car being stolen.
Right.
Well, I want to thank the wonderful sheriffs in Jackson County. The same one that I reported it to actually spotted it, found it, and returned it to me. And his sergeant was also wonderful. They are great. They get not enough credit for being kind, thoughtful, and vigilant.
By the way, is the car in okay shape or was it beat up more?
Oh, my gosh, Bill. It was being lived in by meth heads. It was horrible.
Oh.
And I have got everything out of it and to the dump, and I still have to put a car bomb in it to clean it out and get over after the upholstery so I can sell it. They stuck it in the mud and torqued it so bad you could smell oil all over. Then they put oil in it and overfilled it. And,
oh, yikes.
But actually, it's a good, tough old Hyundai Santa Fe, and it's still running well.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for the report, at least the semi-happy ending. But, boy, this is the high cost of high drug addiction in the Valley for sure. We'll talk again tomorrow. It is 8:58 and change. See you then.
Here's Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service for just-in-time appliance.
Recently, a small part went out on our dryer at home. My husband ordered the inexpensive part to fix it. 3 months and several wrong parts later, he agreed to call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair, a couple days later, I had a working dryer. Just-in-time appliance have always taken great care of all of our appliances with honest service and fair prices. Don't wait. Just call Just-in-time Appliance and Repair.
Just-in-time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com. 30 years ago, American Industrial Doors specialized in industrial doors for warehouses, shops, barns, airport hangars, and the like. But soon after, they began offering residential garage doors and openers. They thought about changing the name to include residential, but too late now. So if you need to move anything on wheels from inside to out, from a golf cart to an airplane, please remember American Industrial Door is Southern Oregon's premier door company, including residential, with locations in Medford, Grants Pass, and Klamath Falls.
Southern Oregon's place to talk. KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, a bi-coastal media station.
It's 9 o'clock at KMED.